Visitor. Not too long ago, I visited a teenage boy, a huge Breaking Bad fan, at the Children's Hospital in L.A. Not long to live, I was told. The doctors couldn't do much more than make him comfortable. To be honest, I was dreading it. What could I do? I wasn't a doctor or a healer or even a speaker with a positive message. I was just an actor. I didn't know how I could help him or his parents. I was stressed. I wanted to be on time, and yet I didn't want to go at all. Robin and I parked the car, and I hurried toward the elevator. "Can you come in with me?" I asked. I needed support. "Of course I'll come," she said. But as we walked down the corridor toward the kid's room, it started dawning on me. My dread and stress were selfish. This wasn't about me, how I felt. This was about Kevin. It was my responsibility to do whatever small thing I could for Kevin while I had the chance. I needed to get out of my head and focus on the boy. I took a few deep breaths. I had the same feeling I have when I'm standing backstage, before I make an entrance. I'm filled with nervous anticipation, but once I step on stage, it dissipates. And that happened the moment I entered the room. It was all right. I walked in and I said, "Hi, Kevin," casually, and he responded in kind. We exchanged ideas and thoughts, and I challenged him. I took the contrarian point of view. He said Walter White was evil. "What?" I said, pretending to be angry. "You like Jesse? Why?" "Oh, you're crazy. That's insane." I started pacing, pretending he was driving me mad. The fact that he was ill did not come into the conversation. Except I told him he looked like Walter White with his bald head. He thought that was funny. "You need to grow a mustache and a goatee. Can't you grow facial hair, kid?" For a moment, it wasn't about his illness. It wasn't a doctor giving him more bad news or a nurse drawing blood. I was this guy on his favorite show, and we were together, alive in that moment.